A shining letter E rotates at the horizon of a dark ocean. E Lantern Entertainment. A white sphere retracts to reveal two red arches rotating around a gray sphere. They disappear. Radius 2. White words appear under streaks of blue and green in a dark sky. Northern Lights Films. On a black background, colorful dots appear, then disappear. One becomes a full stop. Animal Kingdom. Northern Lights Films presents an Animal Kingdom production. In association with Two Flints. A film by David Robert Mitchell. Dusk. On a quiet suburban street lined with fall leaves. A gray sedan sits parked in front of a two-story brick home. A young woman in heels sprints out the front door. She runs into the street. In the center of the street, she slows down and faces the front door.
Hey, are you okay?
Yeah.
You need some help?
No.
Annie, what are you doing?
I'm fine, Dad.
She crosses the grass verge and hurries down the sidewalk across the street. The young woman glances over her shoulder and darts toward her dad.
What's the matter? What's going on?
She dashes past her father into the brick home. The father follows her inside.
Annie?
The front door opens. Annie sprints toward the sedan with a purse in hand. The tail lights illuminate. Annie quickly reverses out of the driveway. Nighttime, inside the car, Annie peeks over her shoulder. On the edge of a beach, Annie sits in the wide beam of the headlights, holding her knees close to her body.
Dad, I love you. I know. I just wanted you and Mom to know how much I love you. Dad, I'm sorry I can be such a shit to you sometimes. I don't know why I do that. Just know that I love you, okay? I just really love you both.
Morning. A pile of blood stains the sand underneath Annie's lifeless pale and blue body. Her leg is rotated at its socket. A piece of bone protrudes from her twisted knee. Annie's red high heel dangles from her foot over her chest. On a suburban street, chalk-drawn hopscotch covers the sidewalk. A young man knocks on a front door. In the backyard, a teenage girl with blonde hair sweeps a pool cleaner across an above-ground pool. She leans it against a wall. The blonde climbs up the pool ladder. The girl floats on her back, staring up at the clouds. She stands and watches a squirrel cross over a power line. The blonde smiles faintly. The blonde looks down at her arm. An ant crawls across it. She lowers her arm into the water, dispelling the ant into the pool.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. Paul and Yara are here. You gonna watch a movie if you feel like it?
Actually, I'm going out tonight.
That guy? I like him.
Me too.
Kelly, the girl's younger sister, leaves. Jay, the blonde, floats on her back. Jay kicks her feet, righting herself. She grins as she looks over at a fence.
I see you.
Two boys duck behind the fence. Jay chuckles and shakes her head. The boys' head pop over the fence. Jay, wrapped in a towel, heads through a covered porch area. She slides open a screen door. Teens gather around a TV. A black and white movie plays.
Okay. You're afraid of an overload. Good. You can't tap enough electricity wherever you get it from to control a strong enough charge.
You are a clever man, Doctor. Perhaps too clever.
And what makes you think? A teen guy, Paul, grabs a cheese puff from a bowl. A teenage girl, Yara, reads an e-book on a compact pink shell smartphone.
What are you reading? The Idiot? Is it any good?
I don't know yet. It's about Paul.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Paul.
Jay hangs her wet hair over her sister's head. It drips.
Stop. Hey, I have an idea.
What?
He got away.
Jay leaves. Paul leans over and watches her. Outside, trees cast dappled shade on a patio made of plexiglass. Inside Jay's bedroom, Jay, in a pale pink dress, sits and zips boots. Jay glances at her dresser. She picks up a pill bottle. Jay slides her hands along her dress, spins, and looks in the mirror. She smiles softly. Jay dabs pink lipstick onto her lips. Jay focuses as she applies it on every part of her lips. She places the cap on it. A Polaroid of Jay in the pool is held by the frame of the mirror. Jay tilts her head. Two puka shell necklaces rest around her neck. Jay slides hair behind her ear. Under a movie theater marquee, Jay and a guy, Hugh, stand in line.
You ever play the trade game?
No, what is that?
It's a people watching game. My sister and I used to play when we were bored.
You're bored right now?
No, shut up. Let me finish.
Okay, how do you play?
You start by watching the crowd. Casually, scope out the people around you.
Okay.
Now, without telling me, pick a person that you'd want to trade places with. They can be anyone for whatever reason.
He peers over at a crowd gathered by the theater doors. Jay grins.
Okay, I got it.
Now I get two guesses to figure out who you picked and why you'd want to trade places with them.
Okay, good luck.
Inside the lobby, Jay glances around and points at a guy leaning into a young woman.
That guy.
Hugh glances over at the couple.
Nope.
Okay, then. Who'd you pick?
Him.
A dad lifts a toddler.
The dad?
The son. I mean, how cool would that be to have your whole life ahead of you, you know?
Come on. It's not like you're old. You're 21.
I know, but look at how happy that kid is. Plus, at that age, you can go to the bathroom anytime you want. Total freedom.
Yeah. He's probably taking a shit right now.
Yeah, exactly. I can never get away with that.
Inside the theater, an old man plays an organ.
Okay, my turn.
Okay.
She looks over her shoulder at the audience. He smirks. She quickly turns forward.
Okay, got it.
Hugh slowly turns his body. He holds out his arm with a drink in hand.
How about the girl in the yellow dress?
Jay peeps.
Where?
Right there.
Hugh points.
It's here.
Right there.
Jay stares at an empty exit. She looks back at him.
Are you teasing me? I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
Can we go? I'm sorry, I just don't feel well. Can we go back to the car?
Is there someone in there that made you want to leave? Like an ex-girlfriend or something? You said you saw a girl with a yellow dress. Is that someone that you knew?
No, I just felt sick. I feel better being outside.
Hugh glances over his shoulder as he strides across the street. Dusk, inside Hugh's car. Jay's eyes dart over at Hugh. She glares out the front window. In a restaurant, the couple smiles and chats across from each other in a booth. Jay leans over and sips a cocktail resting on the table. Outside the window, an outline of someone in black looms closer and stares at the couple. Daytime, on a sidewalk, Jay and Kelly walk.
Thanks for walking.
Kelly smokes a cigarette.
Mom knows you smoke. Yeah, but she'll cry if she actually sees it happening. Or she'll just steal your cigarettes.
How's it going with you?
Good. Honestly. I was acting kind of weird last night.
Why?
He said he wasn't feeling well, but seemed like something was on his mind.
Have you?
No.
No.
I know he wants to, but I don't know, it seemed different last night.
They pass a single-story house with a star in the brickwork.
Do I smell bad?
Jay leans in and sniffs.
Like, cherry coke, banana, nicotine.
That's my favorite flavor.
I'm gonna love it.
A young man with black hair washes a blue car. Kelly smiles and waves. He waves, pauses, and returns to washing. Kelly smirks and sips an iced coffee. He smiles wide and looks up at her. He drops a soapy sponge. Across the street, the girls walk up their driveway. At night, in the woods, Jay and Hugh trudge between trees. Jay peeks over her shoulder. Hugh holds Jay's hand as he leads her deeper inside. A large factory building is visible behind them. On a blanket near a shore, Hugh slides his thumb across her knee, slightly raising her skirt. Jay leans in. They kiss passionately. Hugh raises himself. Jay stops kissing, leaving an inch of space between their faces. In Hugh's car, by the factory building, Jay, in her pink bra, straddles and moves up and down. Hugh thrusts. Jay rests her elbow against the front seat. Hugh wraps his arms around Jay's back and pulls her in. Hugh settles with his mouth slightly open. Jay rubs her hands along the nape of his neck. Their foreheads touch. Jay pets his head and neck. Jay kisses Hugh's forehead and slides off of him. The car sits in the glow of a street lamp. The car door slowly opens. Hugh exits and pulls up his pants. He opens the trunk. Jay stretches out across the back seat, resting on her stomach with her arm outside of the car. She touches a weed with small white flowers growing out of the concrete ground.
It's funny. We used to daydream about being old enough to go on dates, to ever run with friends in their cars. I had this image of myself holding hands with a really cute guy, listening to the radio, driving along some pretty road, up north maybe. And the trees start to change colors.
From behind, Hugh crawls on top of her.
It's never about going anywhere, really.
He kisses Jay's back.
He's having some sort of freedom, I guess.
Still nuzzling her, he reaches for his pocket.
Now that we're old enough, where the hell do we go?
Hugh holds a cloth over Jay's mouth. She grips onto his arm and reaches for the car door. He holds the cloth tight. Her arm hangs limp from the car beside the flowering weed. Inside the derelict, graffiti-covered factory, Jay sits unconscious, tied to a wheelchair in front of piles of debris. Her fingers twitch. A flashlight beam casts on nearby pillars. Q walks out behind her. He scans the area. Jay's hair blows in the wind. Her other hand twitches. Jay's head slowly rises. Hugh shines the flashlight on Jay.
Jay? You awake?
Jay slowly turns her head.
I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
Hugh takes small steps toward her.
I'm not gonna hurt you. Don't worry.
Jay looks down and flexes her fingers.
You're not gonna believe me. And I need you to remember what I'm saying.
She glares at him.
Okay?
He shines the flashlight around the crumbling building with its windows blown out.
This thing, it's gonna follow you. Somebody gave it to me, and I passed it to you, back in the car. It could look like someone you know, or it could be a stranger in a crowd. Whatever helps it get close to you. It can look like anyone, but there's only one of it.
Jay yanks on the ties around her wrist.
Help.
Sometimes I think it looks like people you love just to hurt you.
Jay's head falls back. She closes her hands into fists and pulls half-heartedly on the ties. Jay peeks over her shoulder.
I see it. I see it.
Hugh yanks on the wheelchair and rapidly spins her around. Hugh wheels Jay close to a ledge. A dark figure steadily crosses a railroad track. Jay's eyes widen.
Who is it?
A naked brunette woman stares up at her. Hugh pulls Jay back and spins her around.
You can get rid of it, okay? Just sleep with someone as soon as you can. Just pass it along. If it kills you, it'll come after me. Do you understand?
Hugh shines the flashlight on the woman as she walks out onto the factory floor.
What the fuck do you want?
Jay, I'm doing this to help you. Just so you know it's real.
Hugh runs closer to the woman. He shines the flashlight on her. She creeps toward Jay.
Help! Help me!
Hugh runs back to Jay's wheelchair, spins her, and quickly pushes her away.
Never go into a place that doesn't have more than one exit. It's very slow, but it's not done.
He rushes her through the space. Hugh speeds off on a porch. A pair of hands hold old maid cards. Paul, Kelly, and Laura sit in a circle. Paul pours liquid from a flask into a soda can.
Can I have some?
Yeah.
Paul passes Kelly the can. She sips it and winces.
Listen to this. I think that if one is faced with inevitable destruction, if a house is falling upon you, for instance, one must feel a great longing to sit down, close one's eyes, and wait.
Come what may.
That's why we're drinking on the porch.
Is your mom asleep already?
Almost for sure. She wakes up at 5:15. That would kill me. So, where's Jay at? On a date? Your turn. Who is he? Somebody new.
Of course.
Your sister's so pretty, it's annoying. It is annoying.
Well, at least she's nice.
Kelly creases her brow. She looks up at the approaching car. Hugh pulls up in front of the house. He pops out. Kelly raises her brows.
Is everything okay?
He carries Jay out of the car. Laura darts a look toward Kelly.
Don't let it touch you.
Jay, in her bra and underwear, hunches over in the middle of the street. She stands and stumbles toward the house. Jay limps and falls onto the grass. The others sprint toward her.
Jay!
Inside a kitchen, the black-haired teen grabs a can out of the fridge. Police sirens flash outside the living room window. A girl watches, leant on the back of the couch. The boy sits down beside her.
What happened?
I don't know.
A crowd forms around the cop cars.
Those people are such a mess.
Jay sits on the porch wrapped in a blanket.
It was consensual?
Yeah.
Hey, you never seen the woman before.
Tears stream down her face. Jay looks up and shakes her head.
Okay. Have you ever been to his home?
I know where it is, but I've never been inside. He said he was embarrassed before he lived.
Jay digs her fingernails into her knees. In a hospital room, Jay lies with her eyes open. She zones out. A nurse approaches her bed. In the parking lot of the derelict factory, a police officer inspects the abandoned wheelchair. Another officer paces, looking around. The pacing officer pauses, bends down, and picks up a purse. A white bread sandwich, chips, pickle, and orange juice rest on a TV stand beside Jay's bed. Jay sleeps.
Did she catch anything? I don't think so. Oh, poor Jamie.
Her mother sits at the kitchen table.
Apparently he used a fake name to rent a house in the city. Police search the place, they can't find him.
Oh my God.
It breaks my heart, the things he said to her. So weird and sick.
Framed pictures, one of a young Jay with her grandparents, hang on a wall. In a bathroom, Jay stares at her reflection. She wears a white bra and white underwear. She looks down. Jay lifts the elastic top from her underwear and stares at her crotch. She faces the window and walks toward it. A red ball sits on the grass below. Jay slowly backs away from the window. Jay holds her mouth under the faucet. Perched on a sloped roof just outside the window, a child in red peers inside. In a classroom.
I should have been a pair of ragged claws, scuttling across the floors of silent seas. And the afternoon, the evening, sleeps so peacefully, smoothed by long fingers, asleep, tired, or it malingers, stretched out on the floor, here beside you and me. Should I, after tea and cakes, and ices, have the strength to force the moment to its crisis? But though I have wept and fasted, wept and prayed, though I have seen my head grown slightly bald, brought in upon a platter, I am no prophet, and here's no great matter. I have seen the moment of my greatness flicker, and I have seen the eternal footman hold my coat and snicker. And in short, I was afraid. And would it have been worth it?
Jay stares out of the window.
After the
an old woman in a pale pink gown steadily crosses the quad.
Among the porcelain, among some talk of you and me, would it have been worthwhile to have bitten off the matter with a smile? To have squeezed the
Jay swallows. Greg, the black-haired guy, glances over his shoulder.
To say, I am Lazarus, come from the dead, come back to tell you all.
The old woman waddles in a straight line toward the window. Jay quickly packs up her supplies. Jay hangs her backpack strap over her shoulder as she bolts out.
At all. Excuse me.
In the hallway, Jay whips around a corner and passes between two girls in conversation. Jay scans her surroundings as her pace slows. She spins around. The old woman trails behind.
Hello?
The two girls turn to Jay.
Hello?
They look straight past the old woman, who stares at Jay with a dead expression. Jay begins to back away. The old woman continues her slow approach. Jay spins and pushes through a door. inside Jay's car. The parking lot lights flash across Jay's face as she exits the structure. Jay looks into her rearview mirror. Nothing. On a freeway, Jay drives beneath an overpass. At dusk, she marches across a lot to an ice cream shop. She approaches the counter. Jay twirls her spoon in sprinkle-covered ice cream.
There was an old woman at school today. She was staring at me.
Kelly squints.
It was like she was following me.
Did you know her?
No, but she freaked me out. I didn't even go back to class.
Did she say something to you?
Paul watches Jay with his arms crossed.
Hugh told me that he passed it on to me. Something was gonna follow me.
That's all bullshit, Jamie.
Yeah, I know.
Jay takes a bite.
What exactly is supposed to be following you?
I don't know.
You should tell Mom what you saw.
No.
Well, Jay, I'm worried about you.
I could stay over tonight if it would make you feel any better.
No.
Just on the couch or something.
No.
Maybe just on the couch.
You should be more worried about waking up and finding Paul humping your leg.
I'm choosing to ignore these insults to my character.
Just keep your door locked.
Look, I'm gonna stay up all night and keep an eye out for anything weird. Nothing's gonna happen, okay?
Jay nods. Nighttime, at Jay's house, a yellow light illuminates the front porch. Four plastic chairs sit against the brick wall. A chain-link fence door sits open. Dead leaves float on top of the green-blue pool water. Inside the bathroom, Jay and Kelly brush their teeth. Yara sits on the toilet trimming her toenails. A piece of red vine hangs from her mouth. On the living room couch, Paul sprawls across it, watching a black and white movie. In a dark bedroom, a light casts on Yara's face from her smartphone. She lies on the floor next to the bed. In a bedroom, a dim light illuminates a bottle of wine and an ashtray. Their mother sleeps in bed with her shoes on. Jay, wrapped in a blanket, slowly descends downstairs. In the glow of a lamp, Paul fixes his hair and sits up.
You can't sleep. Not in there.
That's okay. I'll sleep here.
Jay nods and walks toward the couch. Nick scoots over, making room. She sits and faces the TV. On the TV, two pilots sit in an aircraft. A dragon flies out of clouds. Jay digs her bruised toes into the blanket. Nick notices and looks over at her.
Really okay?
Jay looks at him and gingerly shrugs her shoulders.
Everything's gonna be cool. It's funny. I haven't spent the night over here since we were kids.
There's a reason for that.
Shut up. I'm serious. It's cool spending time with you.
Yeah.
They face the TV. an astronaut shoots monsters.
You're my first kiss, you know.
Nick locks eyes with Jay.
I know.
Was I not yours?
No, you were.
And then you kissed Kelly. She told me. You kissed two sisters, that's kind of gross.
Nick looks down and chuckles.
Do you remember the time that we found those porno magazines in the alley behind Barry's Pizza?
Yeah.
We were such stupid kids.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, we're all sitting out on Greg's front lawn with a dozen dirty magazines just sprawled out everywhere, and we're laughing.
I didn't even realize how bad it was.
Oh, and Greg's mom? Remember her face when she came out and saw us reading that shit?
And she scooped it up so fast. And then she called my mom. Kelly and I got the sex ed talk the next day.
I got one too. What the fuck?
Go look.
Jay shifts onto the back of the couch. Nick stands and leaves the living room. Jay grips the blanket around her. Nick returns.
There's a broken window in the kitchen, but there's no one there.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I mean, whoever broke it must have run away.
Maybe we should call the police.
I'm gonna go wake up your sister. She should call.
Nick sprints upstairs. Jay's legs shake. Jay stands. She wraps the blanket tighter around her body. Jay inches past the kitchen window and peers through the half-drawn blinds. She continues through the house. Jay gradually turns a corner. She passes family portraits hanging on the wall. Jay creeps around a dark corner into a room. Jay turns her head. A young brunette woman with bruised eyes and her bra hanging off steps toward Jay. She wears only one sock. Urine trickles down the inside of her short skirt and puddles around her feet. One of the woman's breasts is exposed and her two front teeth are missing. Jay stares at the puddle and retreats. She backs into the wall, then darts out of the room, knocking the portraits as she sprints by. Jay stumbles forward up the curving stairs. Jay locks the door and slumps down against the wall on the other side of the room. She stares at the door.
Jay?
Jay, can you open the door?
Is it in the house?
What's going on?
Nothing in the house, Jay.
I saw it.
Open the door, okay?
It's in the kitchen.
I'm not gonna let anything happen to you. Open the door and we'll figure this out. There's nothing out here.
Jay props herself up and approaches the door. Kelly and Paul enter the bedroom.
Jay, why don't you sit down?
I need water. Oh my God, I need water.
Hey, I'll get you some.
No, stay here!
wrong with me?
Look, somebody broke the window. That really happened.
But I saw a girl in the kitchen.
Jay, I love you. You're okay.
You don't believe me.
Mom?
Paul grabs a broom from beside a desk and raises it.
Mom, is that you?
No, it's me.
Yara?
Yeah.
Don't open the door!
Yara stands at the door.
See? Everything's okay.
An extremely tall man with black eyes creeps up behind Yara. Jay bolts outside. She climbs over the balcony. In a car, Greg passes a cigarette to a girl. They look back out the rear view window. Jay picks up a bicycle from the driveway and rides off.
Hey, Jay, wait!
Nick sprints outside. Jay rides down a street into an empty park. Fall-colored leaves cover the ground. Jay breaks in front of a swing set. She plops the bicycle on the ground. Jay looks over her shoulder. She sits on a swing and grips onto the chains. Jay stares ahead. Her gaze drifts to a tree, which is half in shadow. She glances over to the side and grips onto the chains. Jay's eyes shift in the other direction. Jay lifts her feet off the ground. Her toes drag in the sand. Jay looks up at the trees. Figures move from behind the trees. Jay digs the ball of her foot into the sand.
Jay
approaches them.
You could have hurt yourself. What are you doing?
Jay hugs Kelly tight.
I'm scared.
Me too. But we'll figure it out.
You can't tell Mom. Because she'll freak out and she won't believe me.
I know. It's okay. What are you running from?
Jay's eyes widen. A person runs up to them.
Do you see that?
I do. It's a person. Greg?
What the hell's going on? You okay?
Someone broke into their house.
Shit. Should call the police?
I don't want to go home.
Where do you want to go?
I need to find him.
The person who broke into your house?
No. You?
What did he really do to you?
Greg's head falls.
Okay.
He turns.
Are you leaving?
No, I'm getting my car. Someone's got to drive, right?
Greg jogs across the park. Dawn, inside Greg's car. He drives while the rest stare out the windows. Greg drives down a long road. Chain link fences surround empty lots. Graffiti adorns the gray buildings. Windows in an old house are missing or boarded up. Every window of a brick warehouse is covered with plywood. Greg turns at a stoplight, passing a large church. Jay's eyes shift. Jay's hair blows from the wind. Lettering on a red building reads, "Discount Used Auto Parts." They pass by dilapidated homes with debris piled in overgrown yards. Jay's gaze lingers on them. Leafless trees line a street. The five of them approach a weathered house with missing roof tiles. Jay trails behind. Greg climbs on wood pallets and peeks in a window. Jay looks over her shoulder at a white clapboard house across the street. A person peers from behind a bush and then disappears. Jay faces the house. Inside, Greg walks through the space toward a newspaper-covered window. He taps on cans hanging from string across the top of the window. Jay inspects the space. She enters another empty room and heads toward the windows. More crushed cans hang from a string across the window. Jay slides her fingers across the hanging cans. She looks up. In a wrecked bathroom, Jay opens a medicine cabinet. She spins a full pill bottle to reveal a ripped-off label. Jay opens a closet door. She flips through hanging shirts. Part of the wall collapses, revealing Kelly on the other side. Jay holds her stomach. Kelly walks away with a drawn face. Nick walks upstairs. A mattress rests on the floor in the center of the room. Nick digs through a cardboard box. In the kitchen, Yara stands on the counter and shuffles through cups in a cabinet. Greg enters. Greg leans against a wall and looks up at Yara's legs. Greg smiles wide. Nick lifts a pile of playpen magazines. Crumpled tissues fall off the top. He sets a couple aside and opens one. Jay enters. She glances down at Nick. She heads over to a newspaper and comic book covered window. She peeks through a hole in the newspaper clippings. A squirrel scurries along a fence. Nick flips through the magazine pages. He finds a photo of Hugh and a young brunette woman. Jay spots a man approaching the house. She flinches and backs away.
Hey, come look at this.
Jay turns and walks over to Nick.
What?
She kneels down.
Is this him?
Jay nods.
You recognize the jacket?
Well, it's in high school.
Somebody's got to know his real name.
Greg and Jay proceed down the school hall. A cheerleader pushes open a door. A couple cuddles under a tree. Two students walk down a hall. A male student with short brown hair passes. Inside an office, a woman helps Jay and Greg. The woman spins a yearbook to face them. Jay slides her hand over a photo. Jay focuses, Greg nods. The woman lifts the yearbook, glances, closes it, and places it on top of a pile. Jay and Greg exit. Greg and Jay hop into Greg's car.
Did they know?
Yep.
Your name's Jeff.
Not you.
Jeff Redmond.
Do we tell the police?
Greg glances over at Jay.
No.
Greg rubs Jay's shoulder. Nick notices and swallows. Jay glances at Greg. Nick looks away. A girl slowly walks toward the car. Greg drives down a neighborhood filled with large, well-kept homes. Jay and Greg approach a brick home with a gray-blue door. Greg peeks inside of a car parked on the driveway.
Hello?
Hi, is Jeff here?
Yeah, he is. You want to come in?
Yeah.
Your friends?
The five head inside. In the backyard, they sit in a circle around Jeff.
Look, even though it's following you, I can still see it. It's not done with me either, okay? And like I told you, all you can do is pass it along to someone else.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Look, she could do the same thing I did. I mean, it should be easy for her. She's a girl. Any guy would be with you. Just sleep with someone else and tell them to do the same thing. Maybe he'll never come back.
This isn't real. I swear to you, this is just some fucked up game.
Look, I'm not safe either, okay? I mean, we shouldn't even be in the same place. I'm sorry, you guys need to get the fuck out of here.
Hey, watch it.
If it kills her, it gets me. It goes straight down the line to whoever started it. Jay, I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to hurt you, okay? Someone did this to me too, okay?
Who did it to you?
I met a girl at a bar. It was a one-night stand. I don't even remember her name. I think that's where it came from.
Jay glares at Jeff.
Jeff, I don't believe you. I know she might, but I think you're a fucking liar. What you're doing to her is some fucked up shit.
Do you guys see that girl right there?
Yeah? Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jay, listen, wherever you are, it's somewhere walking straight for you, but it is walking. If you drive far enough, you could buy yourself some time to think, decide if you want to give it to someone else.
Nighttime, inside Greg's car. Yara snores, leaning against the window. Jay rests her head on Kelly's shoulder.
Greg?
Yeah.
Your mom's not gonna freak out?
She won't even know.
Kelly smiles softly.
It's really nice of you.
I love coming up here. My dad, he used to take me hunting a couple times a year. It's not like super nice, but it's cool.
Thought about what he said. What?
Nick tilts his head.
Maybe passing it on? I don't know.
Nick opens his eyes and looks out the window. Dawn. Woodland surrounds a long, snaking road. Greg's car crunches over autumnal leaves in a tree-lined lane. Greg pulls up to a small white house in front of a lake. In the kitchen, Kelly flips a pancake. Yara enters and snatches a piece of bacon as she passes by. In the living room, Kelly hangs cans from a string over the window. Nick folds a blanket. Nighttime. Sat against a chest of drawers, Nick flips through a book. He glances up at Jay and Kelly, asleep, cuddling in bed. Greg looks down. He swallows. Morning. The sun rises over the water. He walks through a heavy tree-lined path. Greg strolls along the shore. He approaches a white boat shed. Greg heads over to a shelf and picks up a tin box. He opens it. He pulls out a gun. Cereal boxes rest on top of a pile of wood. Jay shoots the boxes. Jay lowers the gun.
Sucks sticking around when everyone's gone home.
Jay raises it.
It's a bit lonely.
I'm right across the street, you know.
I remember.
I guess I should have been nicer to you.
The bullet penetrates straight through a cereal box. On the shore, the group lounges around a cooler. Jay drags her toes across the sand. Nick sips from a can, then glances back at Jay, picking her nails. Jay looks up at the sky. A figure appears in the distance behind her. Kelly peeks at Greg. They lock eyes. She turns away and smiles softly. Greg softly smirks and chugs the rest of his can. He stands and walks off. The figure, a woman in a white vest and shorts, follows a path out onto the beach. Kelly watches Greg, who passes the woman, then looks down. Greg pees into a large bush in the distance. Yara paddles backward on a floaty. The woman heads straight for Jay. Nick glances at Jay.
You guys should get in the water. You want it? Maybe in a little bit. Come on.
A bunch of Jay's hair lifts straight up into the air. Kelly's face drops.
Oh, oh my God! Stop it! Jay, what is it?
Help! Jay's hair remains caught as she tries to pull away. Nick grabs a chair and hits the invisible woman. He goes flying backward. The girls sprint off in the other direction, toward the white shed. Greg turns around. The girl trails slowly behind. Nick and the girl sprint into the shed. Jay reaches for the tin box. Nick lifts his shirt. Wounds cover his stomach. Greg sprints toward them.
What are you doing?
Jay aims at the woman. Greg ducks behind a beach chair as bullets fly past him.
Jay, please!
Jay hits the woman's neck. She falls. The woman raises her upper body. Jay backs up toward the wall. Jay drops to her knees. Kelly kneels and holds her. The tall man passes by the shed window. The bottom of the shed door blows open. All stare at the hole.
What the hell are you guys doing?
Don't open the door!
What did you do to the door?
We didn't do this.
He's trying to come in.
There's nothing out here.
Yes, there is.
Greg runs off.
Greg.
Tears stream down Jay's face. Jay crawls toward the door.
Greg, are you okay? Greg.
A scrawny boy with dark eyes appears. He bares his long teeth.
Jay, what do you see?
Jay opens the long sliding shed door and sprints off. A young girl appears from behind the structure. Jay darts up into the trees and comes over a hill toward the car. The girl follows at a distance. Jay hops inside Greg's car. Jay reverses. The four sprint toward the car. They stop as she speeds off ahead. Jay turns rapidly onto a dirt road. A truck reverses out of a driveway onto the road. Jay swerves and crashes through a mailbox, bouncing down into a cornfield. The car settles. Brown crops completely obscure the window. Jay's head drops. In a hospital, a small circle of blood stains the outside of gauze taped to Jay's forehead. Her eyes flicker open. She turns and looks down at her feet. Kelly sleeps on her mother's shoulder. Their blurred outlines shift into focus. Jay looks down. Her arm is wrapped in a cast. A heart monitor is clipped to her finger. Jay looks across the room at Nick. He sleeps sitting up against the wall. Jay touches the dress wound on her forehead. She wiggles her feet under the hospital sheets. Jay's hand shakes as she slides it across her face. Jay's eyes dart back and forth. Jay turns her head toward the open door. Empty blue hospital chairs line the hall outside. Tears fall from the corner of her eyes. A nurse passes by. Jay shakes and turns her head in the other direction. Jay glances at Greg asleep next to Nick. Greg's eyes flicker open. Inside a locker room, a male doctor and a female nurse flirt. Another male doctor slides off a white coat. From the windows outside, a man paces around a room. A kid plays. A nurse sets items on a medical tray. An older gentleman sleeps in a hospital bed. A family smile as they chat to a boy in a hospital bed. In Jay's room, in the semi-dark, Greg, shirtless, kisses Jay. Greg slids underneath the thin white sheet and lowers himself down between her legs. Greg's backside thrusts. Jay slides her hand across the nape of his neck, then down his lower back. Jay closes her eyes. She pushes her head back into the pillow as he penetrates her. Jay presses her fingers into Greg's shoulder and slightly opens her eyes. She stares at the ceiling as her body shunts on the bed. Jay turns her head and focuses on the door. Later, Jay, alone in bed, stares up at the ceiling. In a cafeteria, Greg sits at a table with three girls. His arms rest around one of the girls. He smiles as she talks. He whispers into her ear. She leans in. He takes a bite from a sandwich. Outside the hospital room, Paul and Kelly sit on a bench. Through the cracked door, Paul watches Greg lean in and hold Jay's hand. Paul's Adam's apple shifts. Greg rubs Jay's knee.
Have you seen it?
Nothing. I'm waiting, looking. It's been 3 days. I don't think it's coming.
You believe me, right? You're not just playing along.
No, I believe you. I just don't think it's following me. Isn't that a good thing?
Yeah.
Jay's eyes fall. Daytime. Light filters through overhanging green trees on a back road with a garage. Jay wades across the pool, holding her cast above water. A TV plays next to the pool. She walks over to the edge. Jay's wrists hang over the rim. She stares at the fence. Her eyes focus. Her hair blows in the wind. Jay walks inside her home. She squeezes her wet hair with a towel. She passes through the dimly lit rooms. Jay wraps the towel around her waist. On the porch, Greg approaches Paul, Yara, and Kelly. Paul sips from a flask.
Hey. How are you guys?
Okay.
How's Jay?
Not great.
Kelly and Yara glance up at Greg.
Have you seen anything? Is it cool if I go in?
I don't think so. She doesn't want to open her door. She's just hiding in there.
I thought she'd be doing better.
I can have her call you later?
Yeah. Okay.
You really haven't seen anything?
Nope. She didn't make it up. We'll know sooner or later, right?
That chair broke in midair. I mean, something knocked me over and the door didn't break on its own.
Look, something happened, but it's not what she thinks, okay?
What do you think it was then?
I'll see you guys.
Bye, Greg.
Bye.
Paul glares at Greg as he leaves. Daytime. Tree branches rustle in the wind above the house. A kid chases a ball into the street. At night, the trees cast shadows of leaves on Jay's home. In Jay's bedroom, she sits on her bed, staring out the window. Jay turns her head to face Greg's house, with all the lights out across the street. She focuses up at a tree. Jay yawns and holds her hand over her mouth. A black car drives by. She lifts her head up. Greg, in white thermal underwear, walks barefoot down the sidewalk. Jay stands. Greg approaches his front door. He yanks on the doorknob. Jay's mouth parts open. Greg picks up a brick off the lawn. Jay picks up a phone. Greg crawls through the broken window. Jay sprints out the front door toward his house.
Greg! Open the door, Greg!
She clambers through the broken window, dropping onto the couch and bouncing onto the floor. She dashes upstairs.
Greg, watch out!
Greg's mom, in a white silk robe, continuously knocks at a bedroom door. She turns and meets Jay's eyes, then turns back.
Greg, don't open the door!
What the fuck, Mom?
The robe shifts, revealing her left breast. Greg's mom jumps, lunging with outstretched hands for his neck. Jay advances carefully toward Greg's room. The lights inside flicker. Stopping, she looks down at Greg's mom, thrusting on top of him. She squeezes his hand aggressively, her crotch riding against his. Greg, his skin a gray-blue color, rests lifeless on the floor. His eyes are open and glassy. Lights flicker. Jay backs into the wall, then sprints out. In a car, Jay reverses onto the street. Greg walks out onto the street. Jay speeds under a tunnel. Tears stream down her cheek. She frowns. Jay wraps her hand around her mouth. Blurred lights shine through the car window. In a forest, Jay sits on the hood of the car, holding her knees. She turns her head. She looks up at a tall, leafless tree. Jay scoots and lies down on the hood of the car. Morning. Jay's eyes blink open. She lifts her head off her arm. Rolling onto her back, she moves the hair off her face. Jay props herself up. She glares down the tree-lined path toward the water. She slides off the hood of the car and makes toward the path. Jay travels through the shrub. She glances out at a boat filled with people. She focuses on the boat and walks out toward the water. Jay gradually approaches the rocky shore. she focuses on the boat. Jay takes off a white t-shirt with a design and rolls down her leggings. She stands in a pink vest and underwear. She steps carefully across the rocks and into the water. In the car, Jay holds onto the steering wheel with her cast. Water drips off of her chin. She pulls into the driveway of her house. From the window, the rim of the pool has collapsed inward. Only a shallow layer of water remains. A white sandwich, chips, and pickle remain untouched on the nightstand. Kelly's arm hangs off the bed. Yara sleeps beside Kelly. Jay sleeps on the floor. Jay's eyes flicker open.
Who is it?
Paul.
Hang on.
Jay moves a wooden chair from out beneath a handle. She peeks through a crack. Paul enters and looks around. Jay slides the wooden chair back underneath the lock. She sits up against the bed frame. Paul sits cross-legged in front of her.
It's gonna be here sooner or later.
You could pass it on. You did once.
You shouldn't have.
I could.
No.
I liked you too, you know. Why'd you pick Greg?
I thought he'd be okay. He wasn't scared. We slept together in high school. It wasn't a big deal.
Paul looks down and rubs his hands together. Jay's hand rests on the floor. Her fingers twitch. Paul reaches for her hand. Paul slowly leans in. Jay turns her head. Paul leans back.
I want to help.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Jay stands. She sits on the bed and parts the drapes to peer out the window. She looks at Greg's house. A board covers the broken window. Paul's head drops. Paul glares up at the Polaroid photo of Jay in the pool.
Jay?
Yeah?
Do you trust me? Do you remember where we were the first time we kissed?
Jay nods. Outside, a boy rides up on a bicycle. He stops and watches the four get into a car. Paul fastens his seatbelt.
Know where to go?
I know how to get there. I'll see.
I haven't been to the pool since I was 14.
Who brought you there? Okay.
That's where I had my first beer. Threw up the whole night. Into the pool? No. Outside the car.
And in the car.
Paul used to pee in it. Ew, it's disgusting.
Whatever. There's chlorine.
An older naked man stands on top of Jay's roof. Jay's mouth drops. The old man stares at her as they drive by. Jay's brow creases, her jaw drops, and she inhales. They travel along a street where every house is falling apart. On a sidewalk, the four of them carry bags.
When I was a little girl, my parents wouldn't allow me to go south of 8 Mile. And I didn't even know what that meant until I got a little older and I started realizing that that's where the city started and the suburbs ended. And I used to think about how shitty and weird that was. I mean, I had to ask permission to go to the state fair with my best friend and her parents, only because it was a few blocks past the border.
My mom said the same thing.
Dusk. The four walk across an empty grass plot. They approach a chain link fence. Jay glances up. They climb the fence. A vast building with stone pillars and tall windows sits on a dark lawn. In a dimly lit hall inside the building, the four walk down corridors lined with metal pipes. Paul turns a corner and reaches for a yellow door. Lights illuminate a large indoor pool expanding across the entire room. They enter. Jay dips her fingers in the water.
How long do you think it'll be?
Hours, I bet.
Dark clouds hang above the building. Kelly unzips a suitcase. She pulls out items. Yara takes out a hairdryer and a power strip from another bag. Paul carries a long power cord looped around his shoulder. Jay pulls out a small heater. Kelly plugs a long cord into a wall. Jay carries a lamp to the edge of the pool. Yara carries another lamp to the pool's edge. Paul, an outdoor heater. Kelly places a typewriter over a no diving sign. Items surround the tiled edge of the pool. A lamp is set down, then a TV. Jay plugs long cords into an extension cord. Yara sits beside the pool. Paul sits holding his knees. Kelly looks at the pool. Jay, in a black bathing suit, uses the steps to lower herself into the pool. Slowly, she wades deeper into the pool. The others watch from the side. Rippling light refracts onto the ceiling above her. Paul looks around. An iron and a lamp sit on an edge. The water reaches the top of Jay's shoulders. She dunks underwater and paddles. Outside. Lightning flashes in the dark sky. Inside, Jay glances up from the pool. From underwater, she slowly lifts her arms to the surface. She rotates her body and looks down. Yara reads from her shell smartphone with a long candy hanging out of her mouth. Kelly lies on her back, dipping her fingers into the pool. Paul lies on a diving board, staring up at the ceiling. Jay focuses on the door, over which hangs an American flag. Something moves through the pipe-lined corridor. From underwater, Jay spins around. She glances around from the center of the pool.
Oh my God. I just walked in the room. It's right there.
It's here?
Right there! Jay, what do you see? I don't want to tell you.
Jay, I need you to point at it, okay? Keep your finger aimed at it so we can see where it is.
Jay points.
Is it getting in the water?
Jay shakes her head.
It's just standing there staring at me. It's moving. What's it doing? It's walking. It's just walking. Paul, I want to get out.
No, just wait for it to get in.
No, I don't want to do this. I just want to get out.
What the fuck?
Jay!
Get out of there!
Ah! He's gonna get electrocuted.
No, it didn't work.
You okay?
Yeah.
Didn't work.
Thank God.
Jay, look out!
A TV flies into the pool.
Somebody help her!
What do you do?
Nick sprints around the pool. Jay paddles to the surface. She gasps for air. The man throws a chair at her. It whacks Jay in the head. She holds her head underwater. A typewriter sinks beside her. Jay dodges a TV. It sinks. She gasps for air and swerves another object.
Jay, just keep pointing at it.
Jay points. Jay avoids another item by dunking underwater.
It's right there.
A hairdryer flies midair, then lunges at Jay.
Where is it?
Nick points the gun.
Watch out, don't get too close.
Yara falls to the ground. The man glares at Jay. Kelly rushes up to Yara. She holds a bloody wound on her leg.
Here! Here!
Right there!
Blood splashes on the wall. An object hits Jay. Kelly runs and grabs a blanket out of her bag.
Where is it?
Jay points. The blanket lands on top of the man. Nick shoots. Blood fills the blanket. It falls in the pool. Jay quickly paddles toward Nick and Kelly. They hold out their hands. From underwater, the man yanks and drags Kelly deeper into the pool. The man grips onto her ankle. She kicks. Nick loads the gun and aims. The bullet penetrates the man's head. Blood clouds the pool. Jay reaches for their hands. They yank her out. Jay crawls across the tiles. Kelly holds her shoulders. Bruises cover Jay's ankle.
Jay? Do you see it? Is it still down there?
Jay's eyes widen. The water ripples. Jay slowly crawls toward the pool. Her hands inch toward the edge. Her fingers grip the edge. Vibrant crimson spreads through the entire pool. In a dark room, a wooden chair is propped under the handle of the door. Nick lies on a brown couch with Jay, wrapped in a quilt on top of him. He nods at her, and she leans forward. Jay rolls her hips under the quilt. She locks eyes with Nick. Rain pours outside the window. Jay kisses Nick. She grinds up and down. Blurry figures stand outside the window. Nick's eyes blink open.
Do you feel any different?
Head on the arm of the couch, he looks over at Jay, who stares up at the ceiling. She blinks and shakes her head. Jay locks eyes with Nick.
To you.
No.
Nick looks down and slides his thumb across Jay's hand. In bed, Jay lays on her stomach. Her mom scratches her back. Jay stares at a framed photo of their family. Nick drives past a wasteland of trash and gutted buildings. Two women in short skirts smoke cigarettes on the corner. Nick looks back at them as he passes by. The blonde woman turns and looks at him. In a hospital bed, Yara sits up.
When there's torture, there's pain and wounds, physical agony, and all this distracts the mind from mental suffering so that one is tormented by the wounds until the moment of death.
She bites a sandwich.
And the most terrible agony may not be in the wounds themselves, but in knowing for certain that within an hour, then within 10 minutes, and within half a minute, now, at this very instant, your soul will leave your body and you will no longer be a person. And that, this is certain. The worst thing is that it is certain.
Jay watches Nick asleep in his chair. Yara sips from a juice box. Daytime, on the neighborhood sidewalk, Nick and Jay hold hands as they walk. They lock eyes, then look away. A man rakes leaves off his lawn. Nick lightly squeezes Jay's hand. Behind them, a teenager walks at a steady pace. Jay and Nick continue, unaware. It follows. Written and directed by David Robert Mitchell. Produced by Rebecca Green, PGA. Laura D. Smith, PGA. Robert Mitchell, PGA. Produced by David Kaplan, Eric Remesmo. Executive producers Frederick W. Green, Joshua Ashtrakhan, P. Jennifer Dana, Jeff Schlossman, Bill Walwork, Alan Powell, Corey Large, Mia Chang. Co-producer Robin K. Bennett. Director of Photography, Michael Jalakis. Production Designer, Michael T. Perry. Edited by Julio C. Perez IV. Original music by Disasterpiece. Special makeup effects produced by Robert Kurtzman. Costume Designer, Kimberly Lights McCauley. Casting by Mark Bennett. Micah Monroe. Kia Gilchrist. Daniel Zavato. Jake Weary. Olivia Lucardi. Lili Sepe. Credits continue. Audio description created by Zoo Digital. Written by Noel Urbano. And narrated by Joe Hernandez. Radius 2.